Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Navanita Adhikari with the World News. The headlines. United States and Iran holding talks in Islamabad for lasting peace deal in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar on UAE visit to deepen India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership. Nizar Ahmadi elected as new president of Iraq. Ukraine and Russia exchange prisoners ahead of planned Orthodox Easter ceasefire. And Ayush Shetty enters men's singles finals of Asia Badminton Championship in Zhejiang, China. The United States and Iran are holding talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia. Iran's state-run news agency IRNA confirmed that three-party talks with the US, Iran and Pakistan has begun after a reduction in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon and other preconditions being met. We have a report.
Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported that key issues on the agenda include efforts to implement a ceasefire in Lebanon, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S., and the discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's first vice president, Mohammad Reza Arif, has warned that no agreement would be reached if the United States prioritizes Israel's interests during the talks. The negotiations come as Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baqir Qalibaf and a U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance reached Islamabad today for talks to end the hostilities in the West Asia. Meanwhile, Lebanon's state-run news agency reported that three people were killed in Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. Sirens continued to sound in Israeli border communities, warning of drone and rocket attacks launched from Lebanon throughout the day. This is Bhanu Pratap Singh for World News.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began his visit to the UAE today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of the UAE to review close cooperation and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The minister today interacted with the members of the Indian community. During the interaction, he spoke about Government of India's efforts towards their well-being and security amidst the West Asia conflict. The External Affairs Minister appreciated their contributions to the local society during these difficult times, as well as the support of the Government of the UAE in ensuring welfare of the Indian community. Government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and over 51.5 lakh cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry said enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. A report.
Based on available inventory and scheduled LNG cargo arrivals, the overall gas allocation to fertilizer plants is being further enhanced by 5% to reach approximately 95% of their 6-month average consumption. Meanwhile, necessary measures have been put in place to safeguard Indian vessels and seafarers operating in West Asia region by the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways. All Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian flagged vessels have been reported in the past 24 hours. The India-flagged LPG vessel Jag Vikram has safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz today. The vessel is carrying approximately 20,400 metric ton of LPG cargo with 24 seafarers on board. It is expected to arrive in Mumbai on the 15th of April. Across the region, Indian missions and posts remain in close contact with the Indian community while continuing to provide assistance and issue necessary advisories for their safety and well-being. Valsa Williams for World News.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a 3-day official visit to Paris and Berlin from tomorrow. In Paris, the Foreign Secretary will co-chair the India-France Foreign Office consultations along with Secretary General of French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Martin Brenz. The discussions will be held on a wide range of issues including defense, civil nuclear energy, space, cyber and digital, AI, innovation and initiatives, fostering people-to-people exchanges and cultural ties. External Affairs Ministry said that latest global and regional developments will also be discussed. In Berlin, the Foreign Secretary will co-chair the India-Germany Foreign Office consultations with State Secretary of the German Foreign Office, Dr. Giza Andreas von Gehr. The United States Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, has described his recent meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Chris Wright and Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri as productive. The meeting took place in the backdrop of India's passage of the Sustainable and Holistic Advancement of Nuclear Technology and Infrastructure, Shanti Bill. Ambassador Gore said the United States is ready to work with India not only in civil nuclear energy but also in areas such as coal gasification and liquefied petroleum gas exports. He termed the Shanti Bill a significant milestone in India's energy policy and reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to strengthening clean and secure energy pathways with India. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The Iraqi parliament today elected Kurdish politician Nizar Ahmadi as the country's new president following parliamentary elections held in November last year. Ahmadi is a former environment minister and has headed the political office of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan in Baghdad since 2024. Iraq is now due to choose a prime minister under the country's sectarian power-sharing system. The prime minister is required to be a Shiite Muslim, the parliamentary speaker a Sunni Muslim, and the president a Kurd. Djibouti President Ismail Omar Guelleh was re-elected for a sixth term after official results showed him winning 97.81% of the vote in yesterday's election. Guelleh has ruled the small Horn of Africa nation of about 1 million for more than two decades. He faced only one opponent, Mohamed Farah Samatar, a former member of the ruling party, in an election widely seen by analysts as lacking meaningful competition. Ukraine and Russia today exchanged 175 prisoners of war each ahead of a planned ceasefire to mark Orthodox Easter. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine had brought home 175 servicemen and 7 civilians from Russian captivity, while Russia's defense ministry said Russia took back 175 servicemen and also 7 civilians originally from the Kursk region. It added United Arab Emirates had mediated the exchange. Despite more than 4 years of conflict, prisoner exchanges remain one of the few concrete results emerged from several rounds of U.S.-probed peace talks between Ukraine and Russia, which remain stalled over the issue of territory. Nigeria has convicted 386 Islamist militants following a series of mass trials held this week in the capital, Abuja. Nigeria's Attorney General Lateef Fagbeni said more than 500 cases were heard at the Federal High Court. Of these, 386 suspects were convicted. 8 discharged, 2 acquitted, and 112 cases adjourned to the next phase. Britain's plan to transfer sovereignty of the Chagos Island to Mauritius has been put on indefinite hold after the US withdrew its support for the deal. The UK government today said legislation to ratify the agreement has run out of time in Parliament and is unlikely to be reviewed in the next session beginning May 13th. Shuttler Ayush Shetty has stormed into the final of the Badminton Asia Championships, assuring at least a silver medal. He secured a remarkable 3-game victory over top seed and defending champion Kunlavut Vitsitsan today. Ayush displayed strong performance and solid defense to register a comeback win of 10-21, 21-19, 21-17 against Vitsitsan, who is the Paris Olympic silver medalist and the 2023 world champion. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. United States and Iran holding talks in Islamabad for lasting peace deal in West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar on UAE visit to deepen India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership. Nizar Ahmadi elected as new president of Iraq. Ukraine and Russia exchange prisoners ahead of planned Orthodox Easter ceasefire. And Ayush Sethi enters men's singles finals of Asia Badminton Championship in Zhejiang, China. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.